Hello, it's Rich Wolf from the board Great American 4, January 21st. Position is 43 degrees 41 minutes south and 49 degrees 56 minutes west. So making our way to the northeast, and we're going to blow again, 30 knots of wind, 25 to 30 knots of wind, and the staysail and two reefs in the mainsail, and kind of beam reaching to it at the moment, and hopefully, well, in about 6 to 12 hours, we'll start to lift, and we'll be able to wrap around it a little bit, and then we'll get the other side of it, which should be at least more downwind towards the northeast, or get the opportunity for that. Pretty tired of the strong winds, that's for sure. And I actually saw an albatross this afternoon, and I was disappointed in that it meant that we weren't far enough to the north to be away from the albatross. So we've been making our way to the northeast, but it's an incredibly long coast. Friend sent an email saying, "Yeah, I can't believe how long Brazil is." I said, "We're still in Argentina, and then we got Uruguay, and then we got Brazil. That's really long." So, anyway, we're on a route and blowing hard out, and let's see, went through last night with a little bit more sail and a little bit less wind. And things are holding together. So far, so good. Tried to stabilize the wind turbine a little bit with a block and tackle. It seems to be vibrating a fair amount. And so just to try to give it some support on the strut that was there. And then actually had to go up just a few feet. We had, on the mast, there's pieces of shock cord that attach the sail to the sail slides on the track, and one of those had broken and was just out of reach with the first reef in, and so able to put a Dumar up on the bluff reef line, one of the either the second or third, and be able to use a little block and tackle, actually the block and tackle I'm using for the winter, but pull myself up there just about 3 feet to be able to get at it and put the shock cord back on without having to wait till we would get an opportunity with the second reef, and then it would be down. But anyway, so it did that, and it was it worked out okay. Anyway, we're back inside now and just watching the instruments and crashing along, and in that situation where when the boat gets hit or slams, it's a docking station for the two laptops, and the connection is broken just momentarily, and the monitor, and then you have to go restart everything, which is a bit of an annoyance, but anyway, hopefully it all comes back online. So, has done, and we continue. That's it for Great American 4 today. Off and clear.